Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Shmir Saloshin, Shar Tvunim, Perik Tes, the last year Perik Tes, and Shem 197, where the Chavetz Chaim is concluding his discussion here on one of the most important topics, we call the fundamental principle topics of Yiddishkeit, which is Bitachon, trusting in Hashem. V'chol divareinu Nichlolim Bakosuv Biktsaro. The Chavetz Chaim says everything we discussed until now here in this parak, in the previous parak, on the topic of Bitachon, can be summed up in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Parak Chavav, Pasuk Dalet, which is we say this Pasuk every single day at the end of Avolat Tzion. Take a look at your Siddur. At the end of Avolat Tzion. Right before we finish, Bitru b'Hashem adi ad, trust in Hashem adi ad, forever and ever. And now that we know it's in Uvalat Tzion, and we say this at the end of Uvalat Tzion, and we're learning, spending some time on these words from the Chavetz Chaim, the tefillah, the davening itself should change. The davening itself should mechazik ourselves to trust in Hashem. Now, what does it mean to trust in Hashem? Trust in Hashem means, I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And let's forget about tomorrow. I don't know what later is going to bring. So, there are two options. One is, I can make myself crazy about what's tomorrow. How's it going to work out? Or, if I'm doing what I have to be doing, bitchu b'Hashem adiyad. Trust in Hashem forever and ever. Now, one will say, oh, this person trusts in Hashem and that person. There's no question about it. There are people who trust in Hashem, and it doesn't look like a good ending of a story that we would write the story that way. And there are many answers to that. Rabbi's machshovo is blavish, v'atzas Hashem hisokom. Hashem's ways is what's going to last. Hashem's machshov, Hashem's mahalich. We can't begin to understand Hashem's approach. What does it mean, Bitru b'Hashem adiyad? If you look in the article Siddur, page 156, first you have the pasuk, Baruch ha-gevra shiftach b'Hashem. This is Nuvolat Tzion. We're saying, Baruch ha-gevra is a blessing to the man. Fortune is a person. Ashiftach b'Hashem, I trust in Hashem. V'hoyah Hashem iftachay. And Hashem is his trust. He trusts in Hashem. He doesn't trust in his wealth. He doesn't trust in his connections and how many LinkedIn connections he has. Bitru b'Hashem adiyad. Trust in Hashem forever and ever. Ki biko Hashem tzorolam. Because biko, Yud-Kei, Hashem, in the name Yud-Kei, tzor ha'ilam, Hashem created the world. And we're going to say in a minute that these letters, the Yud and the Hey, that's how Hashem created the world. Olam Hazeh with the Hey, the letter Hey, and Olam Haba, little drop of ink, is Yud. You know why the Yud is Olam Haba? Because you know who's going to go to Olam Haba? That's what the Tzaddikim. Tzaddikim, what's a Tzaddik? He makes himself small in this world. He humbles himself. He lives a life of humility. Oh, you live a life of humility? Here in this world, you'll have Olam Haba. And this is what the Chavetz Chaim is telling us. Take a look back now, and the Chavetz Chaim, he says like this. Perush av be'ez Yerushalayim charev av Yisrael b'goylo. Now, it's interesting, because our topic in Pel Yoetz is Golos. Exile. We've been talking about that. We still have ways to go, in fact. The Pel Yoetz is writing a lot about it. Here, the Chavetz Chaim is telling us, you want to know when and where you should trust in Hashem? Even, it's so timely, the tsaras that we're faced with in the north, in Gaza, all around the world. Av be'esh Yisrael, sheyushalayim chareva. Even when Yerushalayim is destroyed. Meaning there's no Beis HaMikdash. V'Yisrael b'goyel, and Klai Yisrael are in exile. And what comes out, you have many who are rebelling against Hashem. What does it mean to rebel against Hashem? People are not fulfilling the Torah mitzvahs. That's what it means to rebel against Hashem. Hashem says, learn Torah and do mitzvahs. If we are not learning Torah and do mitzvahs, that means we're rebelling against Hashem. Nonetheless, even in such a situation, b'tach boy, trust in Him, capital Beis, and Hashem, v'hu yazir l'cho, and He will help you. Because Hashem has that still same power. Sounds like a little obvious, of course, like, well, Hashem doesn't have the same power. But you should know, the Medrash says by Purim, this is one of the times Haman was an expert in Tanakh. Did you know this? Haman was an expert in Tanakh. You look at the Midrashim, it's unbelievable how he knew the Psukim like left and right. Like you find these, like, you know, the missionaries, right? Haman was like this, one of these Rishoi. Haman's last name was Haman HaRasha, by the way. Right? If you Google his name, you know, Haman HaRasha, that's his name, right? And he knew it all because he fought to get he was the biggest anti Jewish person you could have. He hated the Jews. And Haman was saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is powerless. As the Medrash says, Hashem, he's old. Excuse me for saying like this. I'm just quoting what the Medrash brings with Haman. So what does the Medrash say afterwards? Hashem doesn't sleep. Complaint, so to say, that because Haman was trying to get everybody on his side, we have to deal with this Jewish problem and we need what's called a solution. Sound familiar? And this is what his descendant figured, they'll take care of the Jewish problem also with a final solution. So the Chofetz Chaim is telling us that this is real. We have to trust in Hashem even in Golus. When Klai is all downtrodden. Because Hashem has the same ability and strength just like from before. And there's no question. Says the Chofetz Chaim. Imagine the Chofetz Chaim, whose Yortzeit was just last week, was sitting right here and telling us these words. And he would tell us, Hashem's strength and ability has not dwindled from the beginning of time to when Shlomo HaMelech was reigning and the Jewish people were in charge of everything to when there's a Chorban Beis HaMikdash. To a time when we wonder, where's the Yashrus? Now listen to this. The Chafetz Chaim is concluding this perek and telling this: if you don't realize that Hashem is still here, just like He was before, then the Bria, which means the creation of the world, would cease to exist. And he's going to prove this point. And really, the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim Rechaim V'Lajner, he elaborates on this point, how every single second Hashem is giving living existence to everything that's in this world. He says, we say in Berachos Kriyas Shema, HaMechadesh B'tuvoy B'chol Yom Tamid Ma'aseh B'Reishis. In Berachos Kriyas Shema, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh. He renews the creation, Mechadesh B'tuvah, with His kindness. B'chol Yom Tamid, Ma'aseh B'Reishis. Every single day. Doesn't say that He did in the past. He's Mechadesh, He's doing it right now. Hashem is involved right here, right now, with giving existence to the world. So you'll say, but how could there be so much evil that's attacking the Jewish people? How could that exist? Or to say it differently, how could Hashem permit it? So, we don't have answers to those questions, but we do know that we have to trust in Hashem. That's exactly the point why we're learning this. You see how timely this is? That's exactly why we're learning this. And let me ask you a question. In the Chafetz Chaim's generation, with the pogroms, and when we're taking the little children and beating them up when they're walking home from a cheder, and cutting off their payas, that wasn't applicable back then? Of course it was. And 100 years before the Chafetz Chaim. And the cantonists and all those unfortunately. And what's it all about? Why is this all happening? Because we have a father, Avinu Shebashamayim, that is saying, I want you, my children, to come back to me. And what does it mean to come back to Hashem? Hashem says, I gave you a GPS to get to the Yud, to get to Eidom Haba. And if we don't plug in the coordinates properly, which means to learn Torah and do the mitzvahs, we can get lost in this world. Lost in this world. You know what it means to get lost in this world? And I'm holding back the tears to the point where we are Jewish people and we don't even know what H-A-S-H-E-M means. And I'll say the word. It means, I spell that Hashem. I had somebody that I learned with who told me because we learned together, he went to a chasna in Lakewood, he saw a license plate, and he knew what it meant. And the license plate read, Hashem. So it's cute, right? It is. I mean, I think it's funny, right? I mean, right? There's a cuteness to it. But at the same time, it's tears. The man didn't know what the word Hashem is before I had to teach it to him. But that's this churban. That's this churban. Now Baruch Hashem, he's coming back. He's coming back, Baruch Hashem. And no one's blaming any specific person. That's not we're talking about. That's Golus. And that's what the Pel Yoitz and the other shears, which we'll get to him, Mr. Hashem, after this one. But what are we supposed to do now? You know, bitachin is an action. A person will say, well, you got to take action. There's truth to that. Bitachin is another expression of an action. Live with bitachin. Live with bitachin. And my Rebbe, Reb Revda Zatzal, Shlomo Revda, he would explain that bitachin is so fragile. You could have bitachin today, you could have bitachin this minute, and then the next minute, faced with a challenge and it's gone. And that's why Chazal HaKadoshim put together the Siddur. And then every single day, we dive and we say these words, Bitchu b'Hashem adiyad. Don't just, it's at the end of davening, don't just read up that Siddur. Don't just, as they say, daven it up. Bitchu b'Hashem, trust in Hashem. You've heard the expression, daven it up. Appreciate the words from the Navi Yeshaya. In conclusion, says the Chafetz Chaim, you know, there's only like a paragraph and a half over here. I said to myself, do I have enough material for it to conclude this, or do I have to start the next paragraph also? So now I'm thinking to myself, it's already at almost 30 and a half minutes. Do I have to split the share in half? Is it too long? The Pasuk says in Nehemiah, you Hashem, give them all life. It doesn't say, Hechiyesa, in the past. You have given them life. And that's what the Pasuk says, Ki beko Hashem Sorei Lomim. Beko. Chazal tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Borei Sa'ilom Hazeh Bo'is Hei. As we said, Hashem took the letter Hei from His name and created this world. The letter Hei. And you know what the letter Hei is? You know, someone told me he has to speak before Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. He asked me, do I have anything to suggest to him? This is something to suggest to him right here. Hashem created the world, this world with Ois Hey. You know why? Because Hey is the letter for tshuva. It's open on the top and open on the bottom. And Hashem is saying, no matter what, no matter where you have fallen, to what degree, come back to me. I love you. I'll always take you back, says Hashem. V'ilam haba bo'ix yud. And the world to come is created with the letter yud. As we said before, but the tzaddik, one who is humble here in this world, he will merit Olam Haba. But Sur, strength, the rock, the Lashon Chizik means strength. Mean, what does this mean? Perish Moy, Ko Yizbarach, Hu Ad Hayoyim Chuzkon Shel Hoylam. Hashem gives the strength to the worlds that he constantly exists. As it says, Rabbi Kiva, our great Rabbi Kiva, the Tana, has a sefer. It's called Oisius de Rabbi Kiva, the letters of Rabbi Kiva. It's available. It's accessible. I don't have it yet. It's on my list. Rabbi Kiva writes that the edges of Shemaim, the heavens and the earth, are sealed with Hashem's name. And if Hashem would remove his rotzen, his desire from the existence of the world, we're going to relay in Parshas Bereishis in a few weeks, Mitzvah Hashem. And the world, if Hashem would remove himself, would go back to Soyev Avoyu. Nothing. Emptiness. However we understand Soyev Avoyu. Desolate. What's the Chavetz Chaim's point with all this? Is that you see Hashem is still here. So if Hashem is here, bitchu b'Hashem, and yeah, trust in Hashem. For when? Until when? What? Until how much? Adiyad. Forever and ever. Concludes the Chavetz Chaim, from all this we see our responsibility, the level we are told that we have to push ourselves. Just like you go to the gym and say, you could do it, you could do it, you could do it. You know, you go, people, they take martial arts, karate, and they have the boards. And the person says, I can't break that board. And you know what happens? They learn how to break the board. And then you know what happens? Then they have the blocks. I can't do that. And then eventually, they're able to do that as well. We have to realize, we have to, in martial arts of bitachon, you have a white belt and a yellow belt and a green, this is taekwondo, and a green belt and a purple belt and a red belt and then a black belt and the black belt, 1 degree and 2, a ninth, a sensei, a master. We have to work. Our job is to become the best baal bitachon that we can be. This is what our Rebbe, the Chavetz Chaim, is teaching us right here. Bitchu b'Hashem adiyad, ki b'ka Hashem tzor elamim.